Our reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. One of the 12, who was called Judas Iscariot, went to the chief priests and said, "What are you willing to give me if I hand him over to you?" They paid him 30 pieces of silver, and from that time on, he looked for an opportunity to hand him over. On the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, the disciples approached Jesus and said, "Where do you want us to prepare for you to eat the Passover?" He said, "Go into the city to a certain man and tell him, 'The teacher says, my appointed time draws near. In your house I shall celebrate the Passover with my disciples.'" The disciples did as Jesus had ordered and prepared the Passover. When it was evening, he reclined at table with the 12, and while they were eating, he said, "Amen, I say to you, one of you will betray me." Deeply distressed at this, they began to say to him one after another, "Surely it is not I, Lord." He said in reply, "He who has dipped his hand into the dish with me is the one who will betray me. The Son of Man indeed goes, as it is written of him. But woe to that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would be better for that man if he had never been born." Then Judas, his betrayer, said in reply, "Surely it is not I, Rabbi." He answered, "You have said so." The Gospel of the Lord. That is on. Okay. Can't remember if I turned this on or off. Yes, it's on. Okay, so I'll try not to cough. That first reading from Isaiah, as it prophesies of Jesus, "You have given me," as the translation, "a well-trained tongue," or perhaps better translated, "a well-disciplined tongue," a tongue that is prepared for that very moment. Yet, interesting, as Jesus enters into his passion, he says very little. Have you noticed that? He goes into the passion, he does not say much. Instead, he does a great deal. More than we can imagine. What he does is not really stuff of the flesh, stuff that we can see and observe, but it is something that is happening in a much deeper realm, much deeper into our spirits and into our souls. He is taking the burden of our sorrow. He is freeing us from our guilt and our separation from God. He is doing all these things in a spiritual and in a soul realm so much deeper than in a physical action or in speech, in words. And in the gospel reading, what we see is Jesus begins his passion with betrayal. Betrayal is such a common experience for all of us. How many of us have been betrayed, perhaps by a parent? Sometimes we're betrayed by our children. Many have been betrayed by a spouse, by a friend, someone who is close to them. Jesus begins his passion by sharing with us that experience of betrayal. Because he has taken upon himself all that consumes us, all that draws us away from God, he takes that upon himself. You know, I said this many times, and so you've probably heard it, but if not, just in case you haven't, I'll say it again. In the Old Testament sacrifices, it was required that the animal to be sacrificed would be killed painlessly, without pain. And rabbis would spend a great deal of time studying and learning how to slay the animal in a painless fashion so the animal would not feel pain as he was being sacrificed to God. Now we see Jesus as our sacrifice, and we're saying there's something wrong here because he went through a great deal of pain. Why is this one sacrifice, the one eternal sacrifice, the one efficient sacrifice that has truly taken away our sins and restored us to God? Why did he have to suffer so much pain? And that is because he shares in our pain. He carries our pain with him to the cross. All our grief, our sorrows, our sickness, our burdens, and our betrayals, he bears on his own body. So that whatever we go through in life, we can always look to him and know he has carried it with us. You know, there's a saying that sorrow that is shared is lessened, and joy that is shared is increased. And Jesus is sharing in our sorrows and our pains and our joys. Now, when we experience betrayal in our lives, oftentimes it creates such a tremendous sense of loneliness because everyone seems to have turned against us. We find ourselves separated and alone and struggling. And that is what the psalm speaks to. I'm going to come back to today's psalm for just a moment. I love this psalm. Lord, in your great love, answer me. Have you walked through a betrayal when you felt like there was no one left to be with you, but God himself? And so Jesus finds himself, all of his friends, all of his disciples, everybody has left him. And so he cries out, in your great love, O Lord, answer me, because for your sake I bear insult. Those who insult me insult you, and those who insult you insult me. I am a stranger. I am alone. I am ridiculed. But you will see the one who is lowly, and you will give him gladness. Lord, in your great love, answer me. This is the beginning of Jesus carrying our burdens with him to the cross, so that whatever we bear in this life, and all of us have borne something, but whatever we bear in this life, whatever sorrow or sadness or grief or despair, sickness, whatever we bear in this life, Christ from the cross says, I am carrying this with you. I am carrying this for you. Let's go to God now in prayer.